Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Land ho! We're coming into the port of Wildwood!
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Go, CJ, jump! It's too far! It wasn't too far for me, you big baby.
I do believe this is the best band we've had in years.
Band music makes me feel so warm and fuzzy.
CJ, you're a bear. You're always warm and fuzzy.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails.
Trade you your cookies for my brownie.
Give it up, CJ. It'll never happen.
The club name. We were gonna choose a club name.
Yeah, why not just the Fortress Club?
Sometimes I feel so alone. The name needs to inspire, to elevate. We want to give others something to aspire to.
How about the Aspirators?
CJ?
I know. The Capulet.
How about the Amazing Fortress Club?
Better, but not enough.
Stacy, I'm tired of your suggestions.
Okay, this is getting good.
I make you tired.
Your suggestions are always stuff like the Soldiers of Power.
So?
And I don't want to be a soldier.
Or the Warriors of Might.
Everybody liked that one.
All your names make it sound like we're going to be running around in tights and capes. And it's undignified. Why don't we just call it what it is, the Third Graders Club?
Oh, that's a great one.
Good grief. We could just call it the Boring Kids Club.
Oh, CJ, look out! Duck!
Ouch. All right. Who threw the apple?
Too bad you couldn't see that coming. Anybody with two good eyes should have... Oh, I forgot. You only have one good eye.
Knock it off, Hugh.
Settle down. Hey, Cyclops, you heard who's come to town?
Hugh, one of these days...
No, Hugh, tell us.
My cousin Joey. Coming on the train this Saturday.
A good apple, Hugh.
We've got some things planned for you guys. We might just take over your fortress.
What brings your cousin to town?
I think he got kicked out of his school. Something about sending someone to the hospital. I don't know the details. We're gonna have some fun, though, when Joey comes to town.
That's just great. All we need is another bully in Wildwood.
Oh, this Joey put someone in the hospital.
Don't you think he just meant go with him in the car?
Goose, he pounded someone into a pulp and they had to go to the hospital.
I bet this is the cousin that Hugh used to talk about. He spent some time in prison.
You're kidding.
Oh, no.
Hugh's cousin Joey's an ex-convict?
That beat someone so bad, they spent a week in the hospital.
He must be older than you.
Then he must be bigger than you.
I'm here in such big trouble here. With two of them, they'll be 10 times worse than just Hugh.
They're gonna take over our fortress.
Together, they could be downright dangerous. This could be the worst thing that ever happened to Wildwood.
What are we going to do, guys?
I'm going on a vacation. Maybe I'm not spotted.
Hugh, I've got her trapped. If we can catch her and put her in jail with the rest of the town, we can start wrecking Wildwood.
It's a good thing you're here, Joey. The club was too much for me alone, but with the both of us, there's no way they can escape.
You'll never catch me, you fiends. I'll save the club and the rest of the town. Mark my words.
I've almost got her. Stand still.
I'll get her with my slingshot.
Didn't I tell you that I am wearing a suit of armor under this shirt?
Oh, she's like a superhero.
Now it's my turn.
Where did she get that rope?
From under her cape.
It's time to tie up some loose ends.
Hey, I can't move.
Timber!
never seen anything like this.
And now, Hugh, it's your turn.
Stacy, are you gonna eat your crust?
What?
Can I have your crust, or are you gonna eat it?
Ned, wanna play kickball?
Not really. Do you?
No.
Sure, Goose. Have the crust.
Well, the young'uns started talking about Joey, well, about every time they talked. Since they had so little information, they just started adding to what they had.
Did you hear about the scar on his face?
No.
Just before he attacks, it turns red as hot coals.
Yeah, watch his eyes. If he squints, someone's going to the hospital.
We're in such big trouble.
And before long, they had convinced themselves that Joey was 11 feet tall, had a patch over one eye, and wore a gun belt at all times.
We gotta make some plans. We need to decide how to handle this.
O's for running and hiding.
Hiding is good. Let's hide. I say let's fight.
Maybe we could build a trap and capture them.
Good, and then fight them on our terms.
Okay, I'll trap. You fight.
I'm running.
I'm hiding.
Running, hiding, trapping, and fighting. Those range from silly to really dumb.
Okay, Mr. Idea Guy, what's your plan?
I don't know. I think we're missing something.
You sit and think, CJ. I'm building a trap. See ya.
Yeah, gotta go too. Something I need to take care of. See ya.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Now, having worked themselves into a bona fide lather, they took off in every direction, each one preparing in their own way to deal with their fears.
Stacy! Stacy, where are you?
In the barn.
Well, look at you.
What do you think, huh?
About the branches hanging from your neck?
Yeah, I'm camouflaged. You see, Joey and Hugh won't be able to catch me if they can't see me. Oh, here, I'll stand still. Can you see me?
A little.
What? Do I need more branches or something?
You want to look like a tree?
No, I want to disappear.
Well, you don't disappear. You look like a moose with some branches hanging over your neck.
Oh, well, I'm working on it. You see, I'm in process, you know. What are you doing?
Getting ready for battle.
Oh, I get it. Suit of armor, huh?
Battle gear. If they attack from the front, I'm protected, and they'll get it with this.
Yeah, and you're gonna sweep them away.
You see a broom, but I see a quarterstaff that can deliver a crushing blow, like this or this.
Ow! Ooh. Whoa, pretty dangerous.
It slipped. It's an art. With a little more practice. Ooh, that hurts.
Oh, yeah, looks like a great plan, Stace. If we can just get Joey to put on your trash can and twirl that broom around, he ought to be unconscious in no time.
Do you see me laughing? I'm not laughing.
How's it going, Goose?
Oh, good. Pretty good. When's Joey coming again?
Noon on Saturday.
Good. I think we'll be ready about dinner Tuesday.
What exactly are you doing?
Escape. Escape is the thing. I have tunnels dug all over the place. If he comes in from the west, I'll have a tunnel going to the east. And if he comes in from the north...
I get the picture.
I'll have a tunnel going to the south.
I understand fully.
If he comes in from the north...
Goose, what happens if he starts to come in from the south and then circles around to the west and then...
Oh, no.
And spins around and runs in from the east?
I hadn't thought about that. I'll be defenseless. I'll be a goner. Okay, a change of plans. If I can't escape... I'll just be a moving target. I'll just never stop moving. Bob and weave, bob and weave.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. But there's something missing. Distraction. You need to cause a distraction while you run.
Oh, yeah, a good idea.
Excellent. Now, arm waving. We need some arm waving.
Yeah, that helps. Bob and weave, bob and weave, bob and weave, bob and weave.
Wait, Goose, I was kidding.
Bob and
stop,
weave.
Come back.
Bob and weave, bob and weave, bob and weave.
Saturday came, and being a popular day for traveling, lots of folks were there to see someone off or welcome someone home. Among that crowd was the club. They were there waiting for Joey. Would have made a fine welcome party, too, except for the fact that they were all hiding behind crates and buildings and each other.
Can you see anything?
Keep it down.
Look, it's you coming from behind us. Oh, we'll be discovered. Run!
The hot dog stand. Follow me.
I don't think a hot dog stand is such a good place to hide behind.
Okay, he's over by the ramp.
We did it.
Nobody knows we're here.
Oh, I can see the passenger car good from here. Shh, keep your heads down.
What do you see?
No one's gotten off yet.
Hot dogs! Come on! Get your hot dogs!
Ah! Everybody's coming right at us!
Come on, follow me! Did everybody make it?
We made it. Any sign of Joe yet?
No. Takes a few minutes to get everyone off the train, though.
Is that him?
He's enormously big and large.
Look at the size of him.
He's talking to Hugh. It must be him. Oh, no.
Hugh's pointing right at us. He's sending giant Joey over to put us in the hospital.
Duck and cover.
Excuse me, kids. Hi, my name is Miriam Fripp. Oh, I'm just looking for the bathroom. A kid back there said it was over here somewhere.
Oh, yeah. The bathroom's right over there.
Thanks. And sorry to scare y'all.
We weren't scared.
We were just playing scared.
Okay, not Joey.
That guy was enormous.
Joey! Over here!
Here we go.
Someone's coming out.
Get down.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Good to see you, Joey.
Hi, Hugh. Thanks for meeting me. Can you help me with my suitcase? The latch broke. Look, it takes two hands to hold it closed. It's so big I can hardly move it.
Look.
He's smaller than Goose.
Maybe he's not like you. Maybe he's a nice cougar.
If he's that small and he put someone in the hospital, he must be meaner than we thought.
I think small and mean is scarier than big and mean any day.
Come on, fellas. Let's keep it moving. You're blocking the stairs. Oops.
Oh!
Did you see that?
He picked that guy right up and threw him down the stairs.
Oh, are you all right, sir?
Sure. I'm okay. Just tripped over my shoelace. I didn't hit you, did I?
No, I'm fine.
Well, Hugh took Joey home and the club ran off in all directions. Now, fear is a thing that can grab a hold on you and not let go. Now, nobody wants to be afraid. The question is, how do you stop? The weekend went along pretty uneventfully for Hugh and Joey. They explored the town and played by themselves.
Wow, your slingshot is just as good as mine. You just gotta have a steady hand.
Why don't we go and find some of those kids?
What kids?
The ones that were at the train station. Where do they play?
Well, pretty much wherever I'm not. I've got them pretty well scared of me.
All of them?
Especially the third graders. Hey, if you want, we could go and kick them out of their fort. Yeah, I've been wanting to do that for a long time now.
Wow, kick them out?
Yeah, piece of cake with both of us working together.
You, get in there, now!
Wow. He's mad again. This could take a while.
Okay, I'll just go exploring.
Coming, Dad!
Joey, the mighty hunter, zeroes in on the fierce and evil tree branch. With cat-like reflexes, he jumps!
Ah!
Oops, ouch, ouch, ouch. What were you doing trying to attack me when I wasn't ready?
Oh boy, not good. Owie, could you help me please? My tail's wedged in tight.
Oh, that really smarts.
A cougar's not supposed to hang from his tail.
Well, that's what you deserve for trying to put me in the hospital.
I was pretending to attack the branch. I didn't know you were coming around the corner.
Ow, this really hurts.
Okay, but you start to fight, and my entire club will swarm down on you like locusts. Here, stand on my shoulder while I get your tail out.
I never would have gotten out of there.
You're not gonna pick a fight?
With who?
With me?
I don't think so. What are we talking about?
We know all about you. Hugh told us you were sent here because you put someone in the hospital, got kicked out of school. Where's your scar?
Scar? I went with my mom to the hospital. She's having an operation. Dad needs to be at work all day. I came to stay with Hugh and his dad. They're babysitting me.
You're not wearing your six-shooter.
Well, no, I... What's a six-shooter?
We were completely afraid of you. Terrified.
Sorry, I really don't get that very much. Mostly people don't know I'm in the room because I'm so little.
What's your mom in the hospital for?
She's been sick a long time, and they think this might fix her.
You okay?
Well, I'm kind of scared. What's so funny?
It's just that we were so afraid of you coming, and, well, I'm not sure what we thought you were going to do. We were so afraid, it's just funny to think that you've been afraid.
I'm afraid for my mom. I was afraid to ride on the train. I'm a little afraid of Hugh and his dad.
I don't blame you. Hey, you want to see our fort?
Really? You guys will let me in your fort?
Sure. We're still working on it, but it's going to be great.
That sounds great. When did you... Ow, my tail hurts when I walk.
Here, I'll do the walking.
Thanks. What's your name?
CJ.
Thanks, CJ.
The rest of the club is going to crack up to find out that you're not going to try and put us all in the hospital.
Me?
You wouldn't believe the stories going around about you.
CJ and Joey walked through the woods heading for the fort. The longer they talked, the more they realized that this whole thing had been a huge mistake.
The fort is just through the trees there. I can hear the others working. They're getting ready for the big fight with Joey the Terrible.
The Terrible?
That's what Goose has been calling you. Hey, guys! Over here!
Oops! Oh, didn't see that root. Ow, you're on my tail.
Sorry, you okay?
What was that?
CJ is on the ground. Look, it's Joey on top of him.
Uh-oh, Joey's whooping on CJ.
Let's go help.
Oh, no, it started. What direction is Joey coming from?
What?
Is it north or northwest?
Don't worry, CJ, I'm coming.
Ned, help me with these branches. Come on, quick.
We need to get Joey off of him. We need a distraction.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Blah, 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 bob and weave, bob and weave.
What is going on?
I have no idea. Hey, guys, what's going on?
He's calling for help. Can't you hear him? Ned, another branch over my face.
Get off of him now before I...
Ow.
Blah, 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 blah.
Going on here?
We're trying to save you from Joey.
Ned, can you still see me? I think I need more on my neck and my antlers.
I do not need saving from Joey. We were wrong about him.
What?
I don't carry a six shooter.
He is not here to put us in the hospital.
Where's the scar?
There is no scar. We were afraid for nothing. He's a good guy.
Didn't you put someone in the hospital? You probably wonder where my voice is coming from, aren't you? What's with the moose?
It's a long story.
We don't need to fight.
Not with me, please. The only person that I know is in the hospital is my mom. That's why I'm here.
You put your own mother in the hospital?
Bob and weave, bob and weave. Boy, my arms are getting tired. Bob and weave, bob and weave, bob and weave.
That was weird.
You get used to it. Joey's mom is sick, and he went with her to the hospital. Hugh deliberately made stuff up to scare us.
Oh, your mom, is she gonna be okay?
That's what I'm praying for. She's been sick for a long time. The doctors think this operation will help, but with her in the hospital, there's no one home to watch me. That's why I came to stay with Hugh and his dad.
Are you scared about your mom?
Yeah, I am. I really am.
We were scared of you. And that's why we all did different things to escape or fight or... Well, I feel kind of stupid right now.
I've been scared about a lot of things for a long time now. When I get scared, I pray.
Oh, man, we didn't even think of praying.
While we were scrambling around and digging and building and, well, it never occurred to any of us.
Oh, man, what were we thinking?
My dad told me that if ever I get scared, to stop and tell Jesus about it.
We were so afraid of how big Joey might be, we forgot about how big God is.
Maybe we should be called the Goofball Club. We know better than that. Okay, let's make the first club rule. If we get scared about anything before we do anything else, remind each other to pray. Joey, you are now an honorary member of the club.
Thanks, guys. What exactly is this club called?
Whoa, here we go again.
Bonnie, you should ask. We've thought about this for weeks.
We need a name that's normal.
Joey!
Hugh's coming, run!
Everyone to the fort!
Hey, guys! Why don't we pray first?
Good job, CJ. Go!
Dear God, please help us not to be afraid of Hugh. Let us know what to do and... Oh, yeah, help Joey's mom to get better. Amen.
Joey!
Over here!
Whoa, what are you doing with these bombs?
We're playing, having a good time.
Bob, and weave. I can't do this anymore.
Settle down. It's all right. Joey isn't here to fight. Hugh made up all that stuff.
Yeah, but I did it really well. You guys were cracking me up at the train station.
What do you want, Hugh?
Nothing from you. Joey, Dad got this telegram from your dad. Made me come and find you.
You're kidding. Let me see. Operation went well. Mom doing fine. Coming home next weekend. See you at the train station a week from Friday. Love, Dad. She's doing fine.
Joey, knock it off.
Hugh, you knock it off. It's his mom.
Arr, what'd you say?
Bob and weave. Bob and weave.
He's thankful for his mom being okay. Leave him alone.
It's good news, Joey.
Yeah, let's go tell Papa Chuck about this. I think I'm gonna cry too.
VJ, you coming?
Club rule number two. When God has done something good for you, we remind each other to pray and thank him.
That's a good rule.
You gotta be kidding. I'm out of here.
Let me go first.
Jesus, I thank you for friends like these, who laugh and who share, and who like to climb trees. Thank you for showing them how to love me. Please make me the best friend I can be. Jesus, I thank you for mommy and dad. You already know. and still you keep loving me just like I am. So thank you for caring. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Jesus, for being my friend.
High Noon was written and directed by David Carl. Jesus, I Thank You was written by Sandy Howell. Music was by Tim Hossman. And our sound designer was Eric Basin. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production.
All right, Ned Cleaver of Wildwood reads legal. Take one. Ned, go.
Okay. Here goes. Copyright 2004, Insight for Living. No part of this program may be reproduced in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, without the written permission of Insight for Living. So don't even think about it.
That's a wrap.